Budget reductions will likely force Director of Forestry Chris Mache to cut 25 jobs and 10 internships around the state.
It goes without saying, it's been probably my biggest professional challenge as a manager and as a forester, and I've been doing this type of work for over 33 years.
In Haines, the two foresters make up the entire local office. They manage timber sales, maintain access roads, take charge of fire prevention. Losing both of those jobs would leave Haines State Forest Management to someone in Juneau or Ketchikan.
We know the community depends on a lot of the access, the firewood, and the opportunity to have some economic development associated with the forest. And we felt it was important to do what we could to support residents and the community of Haines.
Mache says out of all the towns and cities that are losing forestry staff, Haines has been the most outspoken.
So I want people to know that we were listening and paying attention to that. And it doesn't mean I'm cutting other communities short, but it does mean we dug a little deeper to try and improve the situation.
Mache didn't want to leave Haines completely unmanned, so DNR Forestry reallocated $106,000 to fund a seasonal 9-month forester job in Haines. That money pays for salary and benefits, as well as the office, utilities, fuel, and a vehicle. Along with losing about 1 1/3 employees in Haines, starting in July, Ketchikan will lose 2 foresters. That downsizes their office to 4, 3 foresters and 1 administrator.
So we will obviously not have as much manpower as we once had to do forest management activity across Southeast Alaska. We will have enough to continue the program, but the remaining staff will be definitely stretched thinner and we'll have to travel more to do the work that needs to be completed across Southeast.
It's too soon to say whether one of the current Haines foresters will move into the seasonal job come July. Roy Josephson and Greg Palmieri have a combined 30 years of experience managing the forest in Haines. Mache thinks the seasonal position in Haines is sustainable. He says revenue from big timber sales, like the 800-acre proposed Baby Brown sale, would help, but it's not necessary to keep the position. However, if the state makes more cuts to DNR forestry in coming years, Mache says there are no guarantees. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.